Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday Playoff Edition on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Colin, me and you will be talking after the show. Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig. If you don't know why we'll be talking, what you hear me. It's Creed. And I have a feeling this isn't going to be the only one either. Like, don't ruin my Football Friday vibes. I swear.
Why are you tapping your toe?
What toe? Which toe you see tapping? These toes are very stagnant over here, big fella. I'll tell you that for damn sure. But it is a Football Friday. We're excited for the Texans matchup with, what'd you say?
You know you love it.
No, I don't. I really don't. But you know what? I'm happy for the folks who do because Rodeo is going to bring Creed right into the great city, Houston. So I love it, man. I love Houston, dude. Not to step away from the thing that we're doing, but sometimes it's just fun to stop and appreciate the place that we are, man.
It's the best.
It really is the best in the world, man. And with that being the case, we are going to try and evangelize for the people in the greater New England area on Sunday and let them see the reasons why Houston is the best in the world with the export that we like to call the Houston Texans. The Texans will go to New England, face off against the Patriots, 2 p.m. There's going to be a player who will not be playing in this game, specifically Nico Collins. Before we get there, let me just set it up. The offense clearly needs to step up. No Nico Collins. How does that happen? 713-572-4610. I didn't want to go back to the injury report from yesterday. Obviously, Thursday ends up being an important injury report. It's usually the last day that we're getting real physical practice on the practice fields out there at the Houston Methodist Training Center. Trent Brown also, again, did not practice yesterday. Did that concern you at all?
Trent Brown, by the way, is out at practice today.
It, concerned me until about half an hour ago. Just as an update, Nico Collins not at practice today. So really trending to him not playing. But Trent Brown did participate, as did Danico Autry.
I never had any concerns about Autry, and I really don't think I had a lot of concerns about Trent Brown, but the possibility, like, we've seen him miss games recently. Now, they were games that felt like they were preserving him for this particular type of moment when you have the playoffs. Danico Autry, you just feel like he step in and he play when he needs to.
Yeah, but anyway, that's the update from practice today. They are done. You may well hear, you know, some Friday comments during our show from whomever. I guess D'Amico would be talking today. But either way,
I don't think he's talking publicly though.
I thought. Oh, that's right. It's going to be.
Yeah, it's off the record.
Background stuff. But it leads to we need the offense. We need the offense.
You can't just make the entire game out of defense.
So how do you?
D'Amico Autry didn't score a touchdown this past week.
Well, hey, give me two touchdowns on the defense, and I'll take my chances.
Who else needs to? Do we need to get Aziz a touchdown this week? Who else do we need to get touchdowns? Jokes aside,
we need Petrie, right? If we're really being serious.
Yeah, Petrie does deserve a touchdown.
I need to see me a Jalen Petrie touchdown celebration.
Yeah.
You know who's not going to score? Well, I shouldn't say that, but I don't think would score a touchdown. Who I would like to see a touchdown just to see how it goes? Naquan Jones. He's relatively new to the experience.
Had a big play.
He had a big play, and the reason why I said that was, did you see him celebrate the big play? He looked ecstatic when he made
that.
I'm
trying to remember it. I can't remember.
Yeah. Oh, Naquan Jones, for some reason, has become a fascination for me personally because I'm a sicko. Mm-hmm. And seeing him be able to perform, jump in. Him and Leke Fotu have jumped in fantastically to the interior of this defense and immediately, you know, taking hold of what they do, which, again, is a credit to Rod Wright, the defensive line coach, and the way that he helped situate his guys. But, yeah, he jumped in there, and he was excited to make a play. So I would love to see what he looks like. I feel like he break out the icky shuffle or something. Scoring a touchdown.
All right, so they need to fix – not fix. They need to have the offense at a different level and no Nico. And that, of course, leads to a Christian Kirk discussion, a rookies discussion. A discussion that...
Rookies? Is it, there's more than one?
Plural.
Someone tell Carlton Davis, man.
Because I listened to Nick Cayley yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I think he kind of gave us a hint of something that we heard earlier in the week. Let's listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, Nico's a great player. You know, if we got him out there, then great. And, you know, if it's a situation, it's a next man up situation. So we'll be able to adjust and move guys around. The value of those guys in that room is they've moved around quite a bit. I mean, those guys have played a lot of different positions from Z to X, X to Z, inside to outside, et cetera. So we got a lot of faith in whoever's out there, you know, in that regard.
Remember when we got the Wednesday practice report? And the first group out there on the field was Christian Kirk outside, Jalen Nolan in the slot. I do remember
seeing that. And I don't know. We haven't seen any updates. We might need to.
Well, he just talked about the beauty of those guys.
No, for sure.
You know, is they can play anywhere. And I'm like, I wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's more to that.
I kind of want to see if we can maybe hit up some of our friends that have an opportunity to be out there at practice. Unfortunately for us, they often practice during our airtime here. But. If they've had any more glimpses that would indicate that was more than just let's try this out and see if it is, or if they maybe found something there. But yeah, I think that's a great point. And it takes me back to training camp as well, where cross training was clearly one of the things that this organization was, wanting to do. They want to make sure that they have an ability to move guys around. Versatility is one of those things that they value a lot, maybe sometimes too much, but they value it a lot. And these are the moments that you value it for. The interesting thing, though, is it's less about can you put them in different spots, but the more important question is how fruitful are they when they are in those spots? And I think that is the thing I'm still watchful for. You could put Xavier Hutchinson on the outside. I think that he can do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you're going to get any facsimile of what Nico Collins does. Clearly, Jaden Higgins is an outside guy, but if you move him from Z to X, I think I immediately kind of see the places where he does not match up to what Nico Collins does. And I don't say that to like knock any of those guys down, because I think that they have great value with what they do. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that you're going to get the same things that Nico does. So it might not be, hey, we just move guys into different spots and they keep doing what we've done. I think it has to be a holistic approach of, with the guys that we have, what can we make happen, as opposed to move a guy into Nico's spot and have him do Nico things.
See, I kind of like the idea for this reason. When Nico's split wide on the left side, let's say, all right, occasionally they'll see a matchup with Nico and they've had a lot of success with it in spots. They'll see a matchup with Nico where he can beat the guy, go deep or run an in-breaking route or something like that. Wouldn't you trust Christian Kirk to do that on that side more than any other receiver that's out on the field? Because I really would, certainly more than Xavier Hutchinson, because it's just weird that he's not getting more reps. Jaden Higgins is a rookie. I don't know if I do it. And Christian Kirk still has his wheels.
He does.
And that's how he got open, you know, from the slot this past weekend. So I'm kind of intrigued by the idea of what we saw on Wednesday, that quote there, which was relatively innocuous, but he did say they moved them around.
It was some
lot.
Of a reminder.
Yeah,
of
a reminder,
what we had,
so to speak. I'm kind of intrigued about seeing Christian Kirk play that Nico role instead of one of the bigger guys.
Now, you know what would intrigue me about that, which, again, harkening back to the note that somebody gave from the practice fields about, hey, early looks, seeing Christian Kirk on the outside with Higgins on the outside. I'm intrigued by the Jalen Nolan on the inside.
Well, that's part of it.
Right? And that is part of it.
But who would
sure.
you trust there?
On the outside?
Yeah. I would trust Kirk more than Higgins and Hutchinson.
I think I trust Higgins more. I think he's demonstrated, he's come along. But also, when I say I would trust one guy more than the other, it's because I'm having to stack them. I think they're all within a range of I'm cool with seeing them in those places, especially because of something that, shout out to Kim Davis, reminding us and pointing us back to one of those things that I think we both hold true is, without the number one reception guy, the number two reception guy will be important, and that's Dalton Schultz. So the wide receivers moving around is cool. I think that Dalton Schultz, especially flourishing back to the places that we saw, especially like weeks 14, 15, and those latter portions of the season, where he can be somewhat focal to what they do, especially over the middle, and especially with the bread and butter play action boot on that leak out flat, which, you know, forces teams to have to contend with the flats, forces teams to have to contend with all 53.5 yards of the field laterally. I think that that's going to be very important to get C.J. Stroud into his stride and to pull that defense into various different places. I think Dalton will also be very important in the passing game.
Yeah, I totally agree. But at the same time, Dalton Schultz isn't a guy where you see a matchup and say, go, you know. And he can make run some deeper routes. There's no question about that. But what I'm saying, in that role of, hey, they're running press coverage and they're man and the safety's cheating to the other side, go. You know, as we've seen him do with Nico, or even just a, you know, an in-breaking route, post, whatever you want to call it. I think that's where maybe I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by the idea of Kirk there.
Yeah, I think that that'd be I'd like to see it. I don't know that I'm putting a lot of stock into it, especially in the playoff context. Like, if this was late season, and we want to see how something works, I think that would hit me.
The thing is, though, y'all talking about the receivers, but it's going to come down to the guys trying to get them the ball.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
CJ? I mean, CJ has demonstrated his capability to get the ball places. Now, one thing that you can point to, especially in this game, even outside of the fumbles and the interception, the ball placement was a little wonky.
Oh, it was a little.
That Kirk touched on that flat, it was a little behind him.
Still a little bit behind him.
It was more than a little wonky.
But he also had some where it felt like he walked it down the field and handed it to him.
Yeah.
So which of those becomes more prevalent? And I think in what we are all looking at to be a bounce back game for CJ, if he bounces back not just to doing, you know, obviously doing the things where he keeps the game steady, where he makes good game management decisions, If he's putting that ball pinpoint, I think that would also encourage at certain points, and maybe that's something that you don't want watching it, but encourage Nick Caley as the flow of the game to maybe take some shots and give those wide receivers some opportunities if he's placing the ball incredibly well into that.
Well, let's hear what Nick Caley had to say about C.J. Stroud and exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, and I think he's, generally speaking, look at the totality of the season, I've been very pleased with how he's handled. I've got a lot of confidence in him. He's taken care of the ball throughout the year and made strides in that area, and he'll continue to. He's very, you know, cares a lot, works hard at those things, and I think you look at the entire totality of the season here, I think he's done a really, really nice job of that, and playing within the system, not trying to press and do anything other than, you know, operating and making plays as they come to him. So, confident in him, got a lot of faith in him, and we've had a good week of practice, so we just got to keep that going.
Yeah, and it's ultimately, you know, what CJ can do when things go bad. You know, you can talk all you want about, you know, ball placement and accuracy and all that, but there are going to be some frenetic moments. There's going to be some frenzy type, jailbreaks, for lack of a better way to put it. That's what it's going to ultimately be, you know, for C.J. Stroud. He failed that test. You know, the jailbreak test, the frenetic test, he failed that because he did have those great balls to Kirk and others, but he also was off, as we've been talking about. But it's in those moments when something does happen and it's crazy. It's just a matter of him being able to make the plays then. That's ultimately what it's going to be.
And one thing Nick Haley made very clear is that they still have a very high trust in – D'Amico Ryans has said the same. They have a very high trust, and I think that that's absolutely going to be something that brings them together. All right, so we keep talking. We're still talking about this offense, how they, you know, how they step up to the challenge, and we've talked about all these other things that we're interested in, but the real answer when it comes down to it is the biggest stabilizing force can be them running the football. They're able to do that, well, especially in the middle of the field, I think that that's going to be where I am most intrigued by is if – and that's why Trent Brown playing and, you know, being at practice today and hopefully playing will help a lot. If for no other reason than you keep Tyus Howard in at that guard spot and you feel like you have the strength to go and move dudes on the interior, especially if you can get that inside zone going, which I know the Patriots have been susceptible to. If you can be good and getting yourself into third and short, you give yourself an opportunity for C.J. Stroud to not be in that frenetic circumstance that you're talking about. I think you give yourself an opportunity for some of those crossers or some of those stick routes to hit in a way with the likes of Jaden Higgins and using his big body to, you know, box out the defender. Christian Kirk using that speed across on digs and such to get there. And then one of the things that I really love is some of those leak outs. You can do that from 4 yards out. You can't do that from 10, 11 yards out. You know what I mean? So you open up your opportunity, your playbook rather, to things that have been clearly useful for you offensively to keep moving the sticks by just being on schedule in third and medium, third and short. And that's going to come down to, can you run the damn football against this front?
You can't say enough about how important it is that Trent Brown is clearly trending toward playing. Not just because
he was throwing dudes out the club last week.
Not just because of that, but because of the energy and the cohesiveness on the offensive line and how well they've been playing together.
Is there anything else that you look at in this game? Like maybe. How much does the possible return of Jawar Jordan into this thing?
Oh yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I feel like that a month ago we wouldn't have even would have laughed at ourselves for saying this, but I think he's going to be a key element. Yeah, that speed.
I feel so stupid that in this moment I'm realizing that there was something that I did not look at in this game, because you go into especially a playoff game, you try and look at all angles.
Mm-hmm.
I did not look at how the Patriots handle outside runs. And it feels like Jawar Jordan gives you an opportunity to really hit that if that is one of the things that's working on the day.
Yeah.
Right? I could see it to where you go, we're actually getting some leverage on the outside where we can get to the outside and turn it up. And I could see Nick Haley just going, all right, so Jawar, it's time for you to go eat. Because I like that opportunity to put your best foot forward in every circumstance. And I need to go and see what that looks like for this team.
And the other thing about that, when I say, you know, he's going to be an integral part of the game plan. I'm talking like maybe four or five. You just pick your spots with him to be able to change it up, maybe hit the outside as you're talking about.
Yeah. Do you agree with this statement from the 281? Woody Marks is the best rookie in the playoffs?
I'd have to think about it. Who would be the candidates? I'm going through the rosters real quick.
You know what? Hold on to that one. We can circle back around to that one as we keep going, because I want to think about that. Also, we got to circle back around to that, because right now we got to give away some tickets to the Houston Automotive Show. Lopez, you've been talking about the Automotive Show, and this is a huge event. January 28th to February 1st.
Bearing down on us.
Yeah, it is getting here quick, and if you want some tickets, you just got to be calling number 9 right now, 713-572-4610. That caller will win a 4-pack of tickets to choose one of those days of the Houston Automotive Show. Get out there to the NRG Center to see it. Like, what are we talking about at the Houston Automotive Show?
Well, the events and then just the things they have. The Jeep exhibit is the word I was looking for, is awesome. They have great stuff with new trucks, new boats, fishing boats and trucks. It's just really interactive, and it's a lot of fun. It's a take the kids kind of thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Family things to do all there. So you can get tickets that are on sale right now at automotiveshow.com, or you could be calling number 9 right now to win those tickets, 713-572-4610. All right, coming up next, we'll get you our lunchtime confessions here on Sports Radio 610.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, Financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.